श्री परमात्मने नमः। मोस्ट ऑफ यू आर एक्वेंटेड विद द टीचिंग दैट ऑल दैट एग्जिस्ट इन नेचर is divided into three qualities: tamas, rajas and sattva, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. This rajasic quality is in the center. On one hand of the rajasic is the tamasic, on the another hand is the sattvic. Rajasic means desire, rajas means desire, and tamas means laziness, stupor, absence of activity, initiative, lethargy. And sattva means wisdom, knowledge, brightness, light. And human beings are predominantly rajasic in between. And animal world predominantly is tamasic. So it is left to the human beings. If they want to become tamasic, they can be. Nobody is going to stop them. If they want to become sattvic, they can be. This freedom is given to them. And it is from the plank of sattvikta, after becoming sattvic, that the aim of human life, I mean enlightenment, happens. So those who want the aim of human life, enlightenment, they have to evolve towards sattvic principle of life. There is no way out about that. There is no other way out. Here about the rajasic, there is an important point. By indulgence in rajasikta, after some time one becomes tamasic without losing much time. Take for example this relationship between male and female. It starts from rajasic principle, the desire to love physically, to embrace and to kiss and to have sex. And when the culmination of union between the male and female is there, before the discharge of semen, and also in the same way with the female, a point comes, they both are in a way blind to everything. Forgetfulness, complete forgetfulness. And forgetfulness is tamasikta. Forgetting everything. It is in that forgetfulness they feel some sort of comfort. Some good thing there. It is temporary. It is not happiness. It is delusion. It is just like that ostrich, perhaps found most in Australia. They say when the ostrich finds some danger, the ostrich puts its nose in the sand, thinking there is no danger. Oh, ostrich, you do not know. Danger is coming. and that animal will eat you up, even when your nose is there in the sand. And more easily, you will be a prey. It is like this. And when we try to control the desire, to channelize it, to purify it through various ways, through self-discipline, then after that, and soon from that point, the sattvikta starts there in life. And all this is not mental philosophy. Here, spirituality is the fact of life. All these three principles exist in our body. Anybody can see it. Someday, without any reason, we feel, today I am lethargic, indolent. I have no desire to work. Wants to continue to remain in the bed. There is no reason. And someday the person is so alert and active and wants to do so many things, then there is nothing but prevalence of the rajasic element. And someday, full of wisdom, giving servants, teaching people, oh, look, here it is. It happens there. It goes on changing. And after the transcendence of all the three is the truth here itself. Beyond the three gunas is our pure existence. Already even now here, the divine is here. Then there comes in what is known as equanimity, samata, sameness. Not swayed by the swings of gloom and pleasure, liking and disliking, remaining the same always. Realized man. Always friendly with the divine. He in the divine and the divine in him. So close the friends they become. This all has been narrated in the Bhagavad Gita. This is all there. The whole of the science is there. So we see some verses today pertaining to this topic. You please open chapter 5, verse 21. I read the Sanskrit also, because some of you like it, my singing. Bahya sparsheshu asaktatma vindatyatmaniyas sukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. The translation goes like this, that you can have with me. He whose mind remains unattached to sense objects derives through meditation the sattvic joy which dwells in the mind. Then that yogi, having completely identified himself through meditation with Brahma, enjoys eternal bliss. To say something about the translation again, a little commentary. The Lord is saying, he whose mind remains unattached to sense objects. What does it mean? Mind is running towards sense objects. Mind is running to the male and the female. Even when you are in the room and she or he is somewhere else, mind is running. Oh, how nice it will be if he is with me and I am with him or her. Oh, how nice. Or the embrace will be so fine. Oh, mind is running. The Lord says, forget about the embrace. Unattached to sense objects you have to become. And then, through meditation, if you meditate and remember about him or her, no meditation. somehow to withdraw from her or him. And then the Lord says, derive through meditation the sattvic joy. As soon as you take away from yourself from the desire, from the rajasic, sattvikta starts. To become sattvic, to be away from the rajasic, is necessary. So, those who want enlightenment, that should be the attitude. Because the Lord is saying that only by withdrawing then you will have sattvic joy. Joy comes. In rajasikta there is pleasure. In sattvic there is joy. This is the difference. So the sattvic joy which dwells in the mind. And after you have got the sattvic joy, there remains one more step to have the bliss. Then that yogi, which yogi? The yogi who has withdrawn from the rajasic and has started enjoying the sattvic, then that yogi, having completely identified himself through meditation with Brahma, a stage comes inside. Those waves of joy start coming from inside. Enjoys eternal bliss. And in bliss, B is capital. There is no difference between that bliss and the Lord. Lord is the bliss.